give you thanks for tuning in on the front lines to the last tune. Dedicating it. Damn, this one not good. Bless the queen. I'll bless up to the dialects you're coming through. Hope y'all enjoyed it.
I give thanks and praise.
Yeah, give thanks for life.
For the sun.
The mighty life giver. Yeah. Rastafari.
Oh, every day.
Make sure to tune in next week on the front lines. We've got Reverend Bookburn in the house. The show. The Reverend is in. Coming up with the next few minutes.
Oh, and purple sky.
Again, give thanks for tuning in. Bless the Lord.
Good evening. This is Reverend Bookburn back on the air after a week of Radio Volta being down. And this is our first show since Erection Day. And so we're going to call tonight's show Survive and Thrive and play a lot of great tunes. We're going to rebuild people's spirits and also empower those to be survival life rafts and information specialists to survive the new dark ages of George W. Moron Bush and the Moral Crusaders. Yes, those people who seek to transform the naive and the delusional into believing that they need to be puppets for the American Christian Taliban, the Al-Qaeda clones in the anti-abortion movement, and similar buffoonery. And we're going to counter that right now. The song goes out to the American Christian Taliban, the clergy of the Republican Party, and the anti-abortion movement, and all of those who seek to shit-can what's left of people's freedoms and model themselves after the Taliban. This is by Corporate Avenger, and this covers the history of the Christian supremacists. This is entitled Christians Murdered Indians. Play.
Right. initial stages of contact between European Christians and Native Indian people. The stage was set for ethnocentrism, and the attitude towards the Indians was that of Christian superiority. The Indians were read a proclamation in Spanish, which they had no hope of understanding. They had no hope of understanding the death sentence they were being read, and it went something like this. We ask and require you to acknowledge the church as the ruler and superior of the whole world, and the high priest called Pope, and in his name the King of Spain as lords of this land. If you submit, we shall receive you in all love and charity, and shall leave you, your wives and children, and your lands free without servitude. But if you do not submit, we shall powerfully enter into your country, and shall make war against you. We shall take you and your wives and your children, and shall make slaves of them. And we shall take away your goods and shall do you all the harm and damage we can.
2,000 years ago, we were all tribal. Came the missionaries with the fucking Bible. 1492 began the termination. The Holocaust of our Indian nations.
We were is swinging like it always does. Right now it's swinging right at us. We gotta make it swing back our way, the way of the people. This is what we got to do. We got to throw off this ball and chain. We got to rise up. We got to rise up. We got to rise up and throw off this ball and
stand up now. Stand up now.
We got to stand up now.
We got to stand up now.
Sisters and brothers, we got to get rid of this corrupt gang of drug runners, death dealing, freewheeling, contradicting, coke snorting, I'm stealing, masters of war, the biggest bunch of bastards since I don't know when. This ain't no way to build a world. This ain't no way to build a world.
Stand up now.
Come on,
stand up now.
Come on,
stand up now.
It's time to
stand up now.
These extremists want to take away your right to have an abortion, your right to pursue happiness and liberty. They want to put God in school. Yeah, God in school. You're gonna lose your constitutional rights. Let me tell you, you got to stand up now. Just stand up now.
Stand up now.
We got to
stand up now.
And the heathens, the Babylonians and the demons, politicians who deceiving, Freemasons and the New World Order, yo. Bush and Blair, two demons who don't care about humanity, that's why they're starting wars everywhere. Bush and Blair, two demons who don't care about humanity, that's why they're starting wars everywhere. Start with that Bush bitch, I strangled and choked him, shoot him and smoke him. The only reason he's in power is because he cheated blatant in the voting. The whole thing was scandalous because that Bush bitch got away with it, and now the rest of the world is gonna pay for it, causing more deaths and destruction, unrest and the poor more hunger. Him and his puppet Blair don't care to bumper the little warmongers, supporting 666 numbers in their equation, spreading propaganda for the nation. Bush and Blair are really Lucifer and Satan. Fuck the members of parliament, Pentagon and White Houses, prime ministers, presidents, dealing with allegations that have no evidence. They see with their ism, schism, vision, claiming to wipe out terrorism. They're really terrified of Muslims, are trying to wipe out their religion. How come Bin Laden's not dead or in prison? I don't understand. Two of the world's most powerful allies can't even catch one man. Now they're making the same excuses to go and attack Saddam. Look at the drop bombs on Iraq like they did in Afghanistan. But can you tell me what war really achieves? Apart from innocent death, soldiers dying in tsunami fatigues as young as 16, leaving people maimed and disabled. But these two wingless demonic angels, full strings and cables, while they drink and sit round tables. Bush and Blair, two demons who don't care about humanity. That's why they're starting wars everywhere. Listen, Bush and Blair, two demons who don't care about humanity. That's why they're starting wars everywhere. Blair's a puppet, a few leagues below Fraggle's a muppet. Always trying to chuck it. If Bush got his dick out, Blair would suck it. Can't wait till he kicks a bucket. But he's only gonna be replaced by another little fuckwit. Only interested in war and budgets. But what goes around comes around in this miscarriage of justice. Maybe that's why Blair's wife miscarried a child and she lost it. You might say that's so cold that it's frosted, but I tell you something, what about the thousands of kids caught up in war dying for nothing? And somewhere in the world today, another child dies of starvation. While Tony and Sherry sip champagne, planning the next campaign. Blair's and mine is not the same aim, I don't understand him fully. The country's prime minister scared of a presidential bully who says shit like, if you're not with me, you must be against me. Makes emotional speeches that are really shallow, hollow and empty. The hunger, these bloodthirsty warmongers, never ceases to amaze. It's getting deep in these days of politicians, sheep little ways. Petty brazen till you've been loud and Saddam Hussein a craze. Why do you believe them little heathens just leading people astray? There's always secret documents, cause the government's never open. Now they want to inspect Iraqi missiles, they don't know they sold them. Bush and Blair, two demons who don't care about humanity. That's why they're starting wars everywhere. Listen, Bush and Blair, two demons who don't care about humanity. That's why they're starting wars everywhere. They don't care. They don't care. This world, it ain't fair. Bush and Blair, they don't care. I hope you all be aware.
you heard Clawhammer doing Jocko Homo with their infamous Ohio middle cheerleading. That was a cover CD of the entire first album by Devo. Before Clawhammer, you heard Ministry doing No W. Against Me did Sink, Florida Sink. Life did Bush and Blair. DOA did Stand Up Now and Fucked Up Bush from their new CD, Live Free or Die, on Sudden Death label, suddendeath.com. And we got some real goodies from them this week. And started off the show with Corporate Avenger doing Christians Murdered Indians. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. It's on live every Sunday night at RadioVolta.org. And relay broadcast live at AtheistNetwork.com, where the show is repeat broadcasted Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 7 a.m. and 9 p.m., also East Coast Time, USA, and repeat broadcasted also appropriately on Sunday morning when the show is back-to-back with the great Hour of Slack. This show is also relay broadcasted live at two independent radio stations in the state of Washington, one in Olympia and one in Seattle. And The Reverend Is In is now repeat broadcasted at Radio Volta Tuesday evenings and Wednesday mornings, East Coast Time, USA. And at each of the internet outlets, it is listed on the schedule. The Reverend is available for weddings of couples or groups of any orientation or lifestyle, including those from the transgendered or kink communities outside or across the street from Catholic, fundamentalist, or any other Taliban-modeled theocratic church. If you want to write to the Reverend, send hate mail, send spam, send love, send lust, and best of all, send all these great articles and links and, you know what the Reverend loves, cartoons to Reverend Bookburn, care of Quail, as in Dan Numbnuts Quail, the biggest fucking idiot after Reagan and before W. Bush. Quail, Q-U-A-Y-L-E, quail at sjcdc.org. And at that website, sjcdc.org, South Jersey Clinic Defense Coalition, you could check out an article entitled Theocracy and Sexual Freedom. Tonight the theme is Survive and Thrive, which was intended to be broadcasted last week, which was the first Sunday after Erection Day in the U.S. And so it was kind of a gut reaction, and I still want to do most of that stuff, even though a little bit more time has passed. So this is still the first show after Erection Day and the results therein. And this is to be followed by possibly a multi-part themed, but at least one theme of called The Fall of Bush. And we're going to get started on that right away. The Fall of Bush. That's right. Bringing the motherfucker down. Similar to Nixon and similar to Reagan. And like Caligula and Nixon and Reagan, it seems like in the latter half of their reign, they get more arrogant, more reckless, more insane, and they're going to fall on their own, but we want to be ready to huff and puff and give the final blow to this Nazi fascistic regime. But tonight, we're going to just focus primarily on survive and thrive. Next week, you are to let everybody know who needs to hear this stuff about the Fall of Bush show, that we are going to survive and thrive, that we are going to survive these times and the things that are necessary to be done. And it's not going to be all drudgery, because as you know, long-term listeners, we're going to have a lot of fun in the process, a million laughs in the process, a lot of great tunes, and major league indulgences of pleasure. We're not losing the good side of life, but we are going to do what's necessary both to survive and thrive and to bring about the fall of Bush. He will do most of that on his own, but we are going to help expose and resist the coming dark ages of the Bush regime with its illusion that it has a mandate. We're going to cover all that shit in the next couple of shows. Future themes on The Reverend Is In includes, at the end of November, the Happy Thanksgiving show. And at some point in December, the Reverend's Holiday Tree and Balls special, and possibly with a live musical guest. And there will be no show the last weekend of December. Let's see, in January, we will have the 4th anniversary show, and thank you people who sent ideas for that already, and anything that's fairly reasonable or fairly doable will do. And in addition to the anniversary show in January, we're going to have kind of a celebration, a party, if you will, over the day that hardcore, hot, steaming, bumping smut is allowable, even by the fascist goonheads in the FCC, on national television in front of tens of millions of people. I am, of course, referring to the Super Bowl, with end zones and pile-ups and butt-smacking, and one guy who puts his hands on the ball and bends over. No issues there. Tight ends, wide receivers, we're going to cover it all for our annual tradition, the erotic interpretation of the Super Bowl. Other themes include recovery for propagandists, in which we will have a good goof as well as information session on propagandistic recovery systems, 12-step and delusional higher power recovery systems, pubic property, the puritanistic abstinence sex negative stance, or should we say posturing, by all walks of life, liberal and conservative, left and the right wings, fascistic clergy, from Jerry Falwell all the way up to certain kinds of women's studies classes. And input is still accepted for that show, pubic property. And of course, we'll have lots of fun with that and make it hot. And maybe get a live guest for that. 3 retroactive abortions for Barbara Bush. Psychotherapy for the Bush regime. And we're really going to do that theme. Since they're in power for 4 more years, however legitimate this election was, and we'll cover that later. The grand opening of the government corporate brothel, and loads more themes. All of that is to come on The Reverend Is In. And tonight, survival information. There is 2 tons of tunes because I've had 2 weeks to accumulate crap for the show, and even more written material. This has been worked on as if it was a 20-hour show. So what we're going to do is just kind of sift through and do the most important stuff and just leave the rest for part one of the fall of Bush. And we have some brand new stuff, a brand new MDC recording. I don't even think it's out yet, but it's on DOA's label, Sudden Death Records, suddendeath.com. The brand new MDC, and yes, they change what their acronym stands for with every release since 1981. This version of MDC is Magnus Dominus Corpus, Corpses of the Ultimate Dominators. And there's a couple of Bush songs on here, so we're going to play that. New Beastie Boys. And I think Laura Bush is here and going to play a song for you as well. And the brand new Jello Biafra with the Melvins musical release. All of that is to come, but I don't really know where to start, and there's a mass of paper with my pathetic handwriting on it. Oh, and we have a brand new artist from this beautiful Philadelphia area. So we're going to have musical diversity. We have a soft artist who is awesome, and we'll hear her in the next set. The Reverend and numerous book burners received a forwarded email by Osama bin Laden that's dated November 3rd. That would mean the day that it was announced that Bush, however false or inaccurate or misleading this may be, but he was declared the winner, and the spineless, gutless, genitalist collection of people called Democrats said, "That's cool. We'll roll over if you want. We'll bend over. You don't have to use lube. It's okay. Take this as you will." And I think that's also a sign of things to come. But more on that later. So Bush was declared the undisputed winner. And then this email began circulating the internet. Subject bar says, "Bin Laden thanks you." And it's credited to Osama, brackets, osama@carlislegroup.com. I hope this isn't a joke from Marlon, the great engineer. But allegedly from Osama bin Laden, this is the text of the message. "This is an official message from Al-Qaeda leadership for everyone in America. Rejoice in the glory of Allah. Thank you so much, America. You gave us the greatest gift possible." And they call us inbreeding animal humpers. "Our efforts have been gaining support by leaps and bounds, thanks to George W. Bush. Maybe he's just making nice because our daddies are associated. We are very grateful for all of Bush's help. Our organization and similar ones have seen tremendous recruitment success in at least 4 countries. More importantly, our leaders have been able to solidify their positions as our group flourishes. Bush is the best thing to ever happen to us. I knew my appearance on television would help our old buddy win the election. Now we are celebrating in a very big way. You just ensured further success toward our goals. Oh, and my favorite. Thank you for pretending to support the troops, then electing the guy who penetrates them with toy cruise missiles. Now they are assigned to, quote, unlimited tours. You people really got us laughing, and we don't laugh very easily. Anyway, thank you again for our early Ramadan present. Brother George and I can continue to play Caligula while using the peasants as fodder and strengthen our positions. Nothing personal. George and I just get off on being power-mad, theocratic sociopaths. That's another reason that we love him. Allah bless America. Destroy the wall of separation between church and state. Ban late term and all other abortions. Stop gay marriage. Pass the faith-based initiative. Renew the Patriot Act and destroy civil liberties. Ban all obscenity. Government intrusion against all pleasure-oriented lifestyles. Now! Ban stem cell research. Only appoint religious supremacists to the Supreme Court and other judicial positions. Crush dissent and diversity. Our vision for America is coming true. On behalf of the central leadership of Al-Qaeda, please accept our official message of thanks. Love, Osama bin Laden, Commander-in-Chief, Al-Qaeda, November 3rd, 2004. All right, that is the message that is allegedly written by Osama bin Laden. Although I'm suspicious of Marlon, the great engineer. But I won't tell him that, and he's out of the room. So, I want to say thank you to the Dialects who played live on the great show on Radio Volta that's on before the Reverend is in. And hello to the Dialects, their friends in Florida and Philadelphia area. And Mr. Massup, who is still in communication, even though his friend show is over. And to Kendra from Radio Volta, who is recovering from illness. Hello to all of you. All right, there's Dead Milkman news, I want to say, before I forget. the benefit/tribute to the late David Saltese, known in the band as David Blood, is Sunday, November 20th, and the Monday right after the 21st, and Monday, November 22nd, at the Trocadero in Philadelphia. Dave Blood took his own life this past March, and we did a tribute to him, but we're going to also do some tribute material for him before and after the show, since the official stuff is this month, and they have a guy playing bass for the new sort of reunited Dead Milkmen. That's at the Trocadero. DOA is playing Philadelphia Friday night at the Veterans Place in Upper Darby. Alright, some birthdays too. Oh, this handwriting is absolutely appalling. First, we'll give you some fun stuff. If you want to play George W. Bush games, you can go to emogame.com for the one of the funnier Bush games, emogame.com. And if you want to give George W. Bush a brain, go to Beat Greets. Beat as in Beatles, B-E-A-T, beatgreets.com, and click on the Bush Brain Game so you can attempt to give George W. Bush a brain. Now, before I really go off on these subjects, let me say that there are some articles, in all of the stuff that I plug, there are some articles that are extremely highly recommended, and not just recommended, but also to send around and turn other people on to. The first is one in which there is a great article, I mean a great comparison to the past. That is from counterpunch.org, The Rise and Fall of Newt Gingrich, in which it talks about not depending on spineless, ballless, eggless Democrats when the Nazis took over in the mid-90s, had a domination of the House and Senate, and were going after everything, social services, entitlements, AIDS programs, and pretty much everything under the sun, promised to pass the entire Contract on America, as they called it, within 100 days. It failed and went down in flames. What happened? Was it because of our saviors, the ballless, eggless Democrats, or was it due to direct action and people taking it into their own hands? It's a good article. The Rise and Fall of Gingrich by Alan Marcus at counterpunch.org. And they also ran the new article by Dr. Susan Block. So if you don't want to go to her hot, erotic, very hot website, drsusanblock.com, because it's so dirty and I don't want to go to a site that's obscene, if you're like that, you can read her article too at counterpunch.org, which is all articles, no bad pictures, nothing obscene, nothing that'll offend your moral sensibilities. At counterpunch.org by Dr. Susan Block, Blue Values, and that is also a manifesto of our times. And for fun, you can see fuckthesouth.com, which is pretty good. And this is great, and in time for the holidays, Bush toilet paper, wipe that smile off his face. That's at piehole.net. And for the cool brothers and sisters who are stuck in the South with all of those Senator Jesse Helms inbreeding family people, go to southernresistance.com, and also some graphics to send around, so I'll give this an early wave of link plugs. Stephen Devoy, Stephen underline Devoy, D-E-V-O-Y, Stephen is P-H, Stephen underline Devoy.com, and get some graphics from that, and including a good Bush and Bin Laden graphic. All right, enough of the plugs. All right, if you have entertained any of the thoughts, such as killing yourself, like the guy who went to Ground Zero, Andrew Veal, to kill himself after Erection Day, or keeping yourself ass deep in depression, or leaving the country, or just completely retreating, or hibernating, or just kind of jumping into some kind of closet or cave, or Dickless Cheney's old bunker after 9/11, or any of that, it is time to reshape your head. It is time to say, that trip is a temporary phase, and even though it's the height of that dark period, it's still fresh, it's still new, it is a temporary phase recognized as such, and one to move past, one that we will survive. We will survive and move past that and hold on to the higher energy of life, the zeal of life, the pleasures of life, the connectedness and beauty of life. We will not lose sight of what is important, nor what needs to be done for ourselves, for other people. And in independent media, we have a double role, because we have to penetrate through the crap. We've seen the effects of the corporate media, and we are needed more than ever. And at an extension of that is the book burners being needed to be survivor information specialists. That means not just exposing and mobilizing the resistance to the inevitable moves that the Bush regime will make, shit-canning Social Security, programs for the poor, abortion rights, pretty much all rights. Not just exposing, not just resisting, but also providing survivor information. We need to be there. We need to not leave or flee or be exiled. We need to be there, especially for the people between 18 and 26 or so who are going to need to beat the inevitable draft. We are going to need to be there for women who are unable to obtain a legal abortion. We need to be there for seniors in a state of panic who lose everything. We need to be there for those who are the most in need economically, of social services, of whatever. To those who need to pass urine tests. For those who need us to help them survive. As well as to mobilize, to resist. That is what lies ahead for us. And we're going to do it. And we're also going to have a lot of fun and pleasure doing it. We're going to spread links. We're going to connect with people. We're going to put aside petty shit. Because the culture is established at the top. So that means that the culture in your immediate environment is going to get a whole lot uglier. People are going to lash out sideways. There's going to be a lot of pettiness in the neighborhood, in the workplace, in the city, everywhere. that is close. We're not going to get sidetracked by the forces of pettiness and Caligula wannabes and people modeling themselves after George W. Numbnuts Bush. We're going to minimize that kind of shit. Do what we have to, but survive and put that aside and focus on the resistance. America today is very much like Germany just before World War II. We have seen the level of manipulation and myth swallowing that has occurred during this last election. And even though the Bush regime are set up for a spectacular fall, we need to resist the damage that will be sought prior to their fall. Now, even though the corporate media is deep in the ass crack of the Bush regime, there is better technology and systems of communication than there was during Nixon's Watergate and Reagan's Iran-Contra Coke scam. If somebody never heard of independent media, please turn them on to the independent media site, which is indymedia.org, and in Philadelphia, it's phillyimc.org, and let yourself be a resource person, besides somebody who is surviving and trying to hold on to the great zeal of life. Independent media as a start for cutting through the myths, cutting through the shit, and spearheading the resistance to the new Bush regime. And one thing that is a total crock of shit is that it was an election based on the moral issue. It has never in this nation been an election in which the results came from moral issues. The only time it slightly resembled that was when the Nazis came in 1994, and that was because the only people who were active at the time were the far right wing and the Christian Coalition and related groups. It was no mandate, and when they started their shit, as you'll see in the Counterpunch.org article, The Rise and Fall of Newt Gingrich, when people stood up, resisted, took direct action, did not depend on their ballless, eggless saviors in the fucking Democrats, they successfully resisted and brought upon the downfall of Newt. But the moral crusaders were not the variables. The election was close and probably stolen. There's some good resources on the people who are investigating and exposing yet another electoral scam. Democracy in action. For those who are, so you can communicate this, that those kinds of resources to those deluded into believing that a practice of democracy just happened a couple weeks ago. But even if it was a legitimate election, and even if it was an honest outcome, it was not a moral crusade that became successful. And the reason it was close at all was not because of the moral crusaders, but largely, primarily, because people saw the boogeyman on TV. They saw Bin Laden, and like crying, trembling children, they ran to the daddy figure. Daddy, I saw the scary boogeyman. Please protect me. I'm frightened. Please, you're the one who's been fighting him. Please, I'm scared. See, people like to have this kind of macho self-image, like, we're bad, we're wrestlers, we're tough people, we're beater-uppers, we're bashers, we're deer hunters, we're sports fans, we're rough and tough. But when it comes down to it, cowardice was the primary factor in it being a close election. It's indisputable that the moral crusaders are going to go on about how it was a moral thing, and the people respond on those terms, like the spineless, ballless, eggless Democrats. Oh, we want to be the bigger prayer party now. Then everything that is on the agenda, including criminalizing all sexual behaviors between consenting adults, all erotic entertainment, gay marriage, abortion rights, birth control rights, all of these things will be more profoundly under attack, and the Democrats will go along with it, like they did in the Newt times. Sure. Welfare reform, good idea. Medical hemp, no way. Yes, abstinence-only programs. We want to support delusional programs that don't work and give them all the funding. We want to give AIDS funding only to the bullshit organizations. No, we do not respond on their terms. We set people straight if they look like they are falling for the myth, the corporate media myth, that it is now a nation of Taliban-influenced moral crusaders and Christian supremacists. Yes, Bush did get the vote of the fundamentalists, the racists, the homophobic bigots, the far right, the people who want their rights to keep their assault rifles, and of most of all, the people who are clinging to daddy's leg after they saw the boogeyman, the scary man. And he even got the pedophile supporters' vote. Yes, the pedophile priests in their long black dresses told their flocks, "You should listen to us. You should listen to child molesting priests and vote the way we think you should. You should shit can your future, your jobs, your social security, your Medicare. Because we're fetus fetishists. We priests love the fetuses. After all, it's potentially something we could jump on in 3 or 4 years. So, Bush got the pedophile supporters' vote and the moral crusaders' vote, but mostly he got the scared vote. And speaking of pedophile priests, if and the Church of Pedophilia, if you were raised in such an environment, in such an institution, you probably heard the word confess. And the next song we're going to play is I Confess. Now, as you know, the Reverend does not just like punk rock, or just like 60s music, or just like any one particular thing. We have had some tremendous live music in the studio. We had a We've turned people on to Catherine Moon's music, Lisa Bouchel, who's now coming along great with a lot of fantastic news. We'll keep you appraised to that as it happens. The Laura Shea Band, the latter two live musical guests during last year's Reverend's Holiday Tree and Ball special. And there is now a new one. The Reverend has seen this woman perform a couple of times. She played at, if you're in Philadelphia, you're probably familiar with this, the Tin Angel, which is a really great place and a great opportunity for a new artist getting a gig there. Her name is Catherine Tuttle, and her website is catherinetuttle.com. Her CD is called Peel. I'm going to play it. I'm hoping that the effects of her live shows come through in the recording. Similar to the other named artists, it's like you sit there, she goes through her tunes that become more and more bewitching, more and more mesmerizing, more and more bedazzling, and great voice, great song structure. And I thought for the Book Burners tonight, we would play I Confess. Here is Catherine Tuttle.
This is Satan. I want to thank you for bringing George W. Bush into power. I love the Bush family, and I am grateful that you support my spawn. I love when people support my children, such as the entire Bush regime. Morrow Crusaders, the insurance companies, MBNA, and other credit card companies. Governor Schwarzenegger, the Christian Broadcasting Network, and best of all, Halliburton Corporation and the War Profiteers. And now, we're gonna play a song by Nashville Pussy, something that I hope never happens to Bush, entitled, You're Going Down.
I'm Reverend Bookburn, and I approve this message. George W. Bush is a fucking wingnut. He is an international embarrassment and no reflection of the people of this continent. He is a grave threat to the environment, the economic infrastructure, the future of seniors and children, and must be stopped. He must be organized against, and finally, sent back to choke on a pretzel in his fucking hometown of Crawford, Texas. I'm Reverend Bookburn, and I approve this message.
Bananas and and make my brown eyes blue.
Hi, I'm Laura Bush. It's very lonely at night, being the wife of the president. He is unpleasing and sexually dysfunctional, and that is why he makes war. So I want to sing a song for my fellow wives of the Bush administration by the Asylum Street Spankers. This is entitled, Everybody's Fucking But Me.
Love used to be a game, a filled with happiness, night and day thing. It was something to have and to hold, but it seems that your love's grown cold. Everybody's fucking but me. I just can't seem to get laid. Some girls two or three, and then they just seem to trade. I can't get laid. A dazzling urbanite like me, and though it's well useful only when I pee. Everybody's fucking but me. I'm dying of terminal lust. Christ, it's so depressing to see. My plumbing's all covered. I just have no class. Lustful guys behind every tree. It's such a pain in the ass. The men all seem to duck me.
It takes time to build.
You got the shell.
us in check. Tearing down each other is what they expect. If you want love, well, hey, that's a bet. We got to give before we can get.
Waiting like a batter who is on deck. When it's time to wreck shop, then shop all wreck. So let's calibrate and check our specs. We need a little shift on over to the left.
I don't really know what I suspect. I think it's due time that we inspect how they get the information and the facts are checked. Another press conference, someone's talking out the neck.
The idea is to keep the green alien landing craft from taking your humans from the ground and changing them into mutants. A mutant is very dangerous to you because he flies faster than you do and shoots at you.
Big crowd fighters and the music they provide us. Still need the drugs, but it's
the Circle Jerks doing Wild in the Streets. Before the Circle Jerks, you heard the Beastie Boys doing Time to Build from their new CD. Asylum Street Spankers did Everybody's Fucking But Me. Cheech and Chong did Mexican American. The Toys did Hey Uncle Sam, Leave Us Pot Smokers Alone. From the Nixon soundtrack, you heard Battle Hymn of the Republic for the campaign ad. Nashville Pussy did You're Going Down and Go Motherfucker Go. And started off with Catherine Tuttle doing I Confess. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. Tonight is Strive and Thrive. And next week is part one, at least, of The Fall of Bush. Stay tuned for Reverend Bookburn casting calls for United We Stand Erect, These Colors Do Come, and The Passion of the Santa Claus. We have some birthdays to, let's see, and a birth. The Reverend's friend Sloan and her husband gave birth to baby Brooke on November 8th. So welcome to this world. We'll have to have you on the show for sure. Baby Brooke, born November 8th. And to Gnome, the Gnome in New York. To Richard in Maryland. And on Friday, one of the role models of the Bush administration and the War Department, Charles Manson, turned 70 last Friday. Charlie, your legacy lives on. Your ideas, your fears, your apocalyptic vision, your dreams of Armageddon have been fully embraced by your new followers in the Bush regime. So happy birthday. I know it was an early present. You got a week early, but your will is being carried out by those in government. And let's see, yesterday was the anniversary of the death of Karen Silkwood, murdered by the nuclear industry in the 70s. So it's a good time to rent, or better yet, turn people on to the Silkwood film with Meryl Streep and Cher. Oh, and we have an assignment. This is fun research, and if you're too lazy to do it, you can write to me, quail@sjcdc.org, and I'll send it to you. Do a comparison between the red states and the blue states, as they were called after Erection Day, in a couple of capacities. One, which were the red states and which were the blue states in the days of advocating, defending, or being neutral towards slavery? And at present day, look at the statistics of the red states and the blue states regarding, and mind you, the rhetoric of the Bushies regarding family values and morals and how much we hate abortion and birth control and real sex education. The actual statistics of divorce rates and abortion rates, in fact, just look at Massachusetts alone, and then look at these redneck states and see the difference. Fun facts for digging up. And of course, if you really want a good laugh, look at a real democracy like Holland, with its famous city Amsterdam, in which the fundamentalists decried, "Oh, it's Sodom and Gomorrah. It's the fall of the world." Look at their statistics. They actually are a democracy. They actually are based on freedom and liberty. Look at their statistics for social problems, crime, disease, or even the rate of abortion, which you can get without harassment from Nazi fucks or restrictions from Taliban types in the government. look at the statistics of their social problems as well as crime and the statistics in Bushland. Okay. This time has just blown by. So I'm cutting out a whole lot of tunes. I'm cutting out a whole lot of content. And we'll just cover the essentials. One such essential is some good news, which is that Ayatollah A.S. Kraft himself, as Dr. Susie calls him, Ayatollah A.S. Kraft has resigned. His replacement, Mr. Gonzalez, is an interesting character. He's famous for licking Bush's ass, but I actually don't have a problem with that. Not just because I support the rights of those who are into licking ass, but also because he is somebody who, okay, he would defend the numbnuts if he got serious repercussions for being a hoe for Enron and having his entire 2000 campaign financed by Enron more than any other singular party. If there was ever some kind of serious problem with George W. Numnuts Bush, yes, he would lick his ass, but any Bush-appointed cabinet person or judge is going to be a Bush ass licker. So I don't care that he's that. But in some cases in Texas, and this is not a defense of him, I still think he should be watched and fought against when he fucks up. But he broke away, similar to Arlen Specter on occasion, with the kind of Hitlerian kinds of groupthink, in which he specifically faced a case regarding an underage woman getting an abortion in Texas. And he actually had issued a good opinion on that, as well as on some of the war crimes and war prisoners and Guantanamo prison policies. So he has the appearance of thinking for himself. So if he's ready to break the ranks, except when he needs to defend the pretzel-choking village idiot, bad impersonator of Forrest Gump, then that might be as good as it could possibly get regarding replacing the absolutely horrendous, delusional, angel-hallucinating, cult-like, far-right-wing, Taliban-modeled Ayatollah A.S. Kraft, John Ashcroft. So good riddance. Go back to your cave. Go anoint yourself with some more Crisco oil. Go cover up more breasts on justice statues. And break out those toys you've been hiding that you only take out when you think nobody's watching, as you pleasure yourself, Mr. Ashcroft, along with your buddy, Colonoscopy Powell's son, the head of the FCC. Now it's safe for us to put on that special video, get out our special jellies and lubes and toys, and do what we want to criminalize. So, alright, some links I want to give you for checking out the voter fraud investigations. One is by Betsy Vasquez, and that's at moderateindependent.com. And that's probably one of the better sources of it. And some stuff at Michael Moore's site, MichaelMoore.com. And speaking of Michael Moore, there's news, first of all. He's making a sequel to Fahrenheit 9/11, which is fantastic news. And the other is that Essential Reading is his two of his more recent statements, post-Erection Day statements. The first is 17 reasons not to slit your wrists, and the second is the kids are all right. All that at michaelmoore.com, and also for these well-meaning but misguided and possibly delusional people who get into all this support the troop stuff, and then of course cause them to be stuck in a war based on lies and based on oil and Halliburton contracts. If you want to... Oh, where is this paper? It was right fucking in front of me. If you want to send stuff, or if you want to set somebody straight on that, get the new Michael Moore book, Will They Ever Trust Us Again? Emails and messages from the troops that people are deluded into thinking that they're supporting by putting retarded ribbons on their cars and stuff like that. Will They Ever Trust Us Again? MichaelMoore.com. All right. Other news is that Taliban clone and former recipient of Asshole of the Week, David Hagar, has been nominated to head, I'm not kidding, a division within the FDA for reproductive health, and specifically drugs regarding reproductive health. Now, how delusional and mentally ill is this man? It's not just that he's anti-abortion. It's not just that he's anti-birth control and refused to write out prescriptions for anybody not married. It's not just that he pushes delusional, abstinence-only, quote, education. It's not just all of that. But this is a man who, rather than approving of prescriptions for anybody, for any woman regarding menstrual discomfort, David Hagar has his own solution. I'm not making this up. This is not radio comedy. This is very real. David Hagar says the solution for all menstrual issues is prayer. Yes, you guessed it. Over there. Prayer is the solution. That delusional guy who is not locked up in a rubber room and given his medication injections every couple of hours. This is a guy who is being nominated by Bush to head a division for reproductive health and pharmaceuticals in the FDA. Of course, that fight is underway, and we'll keep you posted. All right, cutting out so much stuff. Some more plugs. The Daily Howler. Or not The Daily, just dailyhowler.com. On red and blue states. A voters fraud video at truthout.org. And moveon.org for that. Please go to counterpunch.org and read The Rise and Fall of Gingrich and Blue Values by Dr. Susie. And... All right, I will write legibly someday. Please go to ProChoiceLeg.com. If you want to get the CD you're going to hear in a little while by Jello Biafra and the Melvins, or any other great stuff from Jello and Gang, go to AlternativeTentacles.com. More on the voter fraud at Greg Palast, GregPalast.com. Exposing the bullshit of the corporate media, Fair, Fairness and Accuracy in Reporting, FAIR.org. For fun, the asses, or not the, just assesofevil.org. And, oh, so sick of plugging, punkvoter.com. TheCatsDream.com is a new discovery. Some stuff on voter fraud at Tom Paine, PAINE.com. Legal info at ACLU.org. plug the comedy sites because we need a laugh, because we're surviving. Landoverbaptist.org, and you can get the Where What Would Jesus Do thong at that site. The even funnier site, whitehouse.org. And to get LaSara Firefox, possible future live guest, convinced to stay in the U.S., go to lasara.us. Alright, enough plugging. I want to support the medical marijuana defendants, Stephen Cubby. Go to Cubby, K-U-B-B-Y.com, and Renee Bojé, ReneeBojé.com. Both in Canada, both cases coming to a climax. Ooh, climax. And if you write to Renee Bojé, you can find out about the woman in Bali who's facing the death penalty for hemp charges. And action at unitedforpeace.org. Oh, before I play the song, I gotta plug the people who are organizing protests for the inauguration. If you can get to Washington, D.C. on January 20th and want to raise a little hell during the inauguration of George W. Numbnuts Bush, and we will be playing you songs if you do. There's a website for the people organizing. It's just started, and it's under construction, but there's some stuff there already. Counter Inauguration. Counter-inauguration.org. I'm not even going to start on the subject of the states wanting to secede from the rest of the nation and blah, blah, blah. It's a waste of energy and all that. We have to focus on the real resistance that lies ahead against the bullshit of the Bush regime. Hello, Marlon the Great Engineer. How are you? Smiling, wide awake, well rested, and with a book. The Complete Comics of R. Crumb. Volume 16, The Mid-80s, More Years of Valiant Struggle, Jelly Roll Morton's Voodoo Curse. You always find the greatest stuff.
Can you believe they have this? The public the free library.
Not for long. We are going to clean up all obscenity. We're going to banish birth control and condoms. We are going to return to moral values and family values until it gets dark and we go out fucking the good Republican hired sex workers. And to read juicy true stories in that vein, including the gay stuff, pick up a book called Blinded by the Right. All right, let's play New MDC from DOA's label, Sudden Death Records, suddendeath.com. This is brand new. I don't even think it's out yet. By MDC, this time, for this CD, MDC stands for Magnus Dominus Corpus, and they call the CD Corpses of the Ultimate Dominators. Let us play two tracks, The Ballad of GW and Destroying the Planet. Brand new, MDC, The Ballad of GW.
Come listen to the story about a boy named Bush. His IQ was zero, his head was up his tush. He drank like a fish, he drove a car about. It didn't really matter, cause his daddy bailed him out. DUI, that is, criminal record, cover up. The first thing you know, little Georgie goes to Yale. Can't spell his name, but they never let him fail. Spends all his time hanging out with student folk, and that's where he learns how to snort a line of coke. Blow, that is, white gold, nose candy. Say, George, you stay home with ma'am. Let the common people get maimed and get scarred. We'll buy you up a spot on the Texas National Guard. Cush, that is, country clubs, nose candy. 20 years later, George gets a little bored. Trades in the booze, says, Jesus is my Lord. He said the White House house is the place I wanna be. So he called his daddy's friends, they called the GOP. Gun owners, that is, Falwell, Jesse Helms. Come November 7th, the election ran late. The kinfolk said, Jeb, give the boy your state. Don't let the colored folks get anywhere near the polls. So they put up barricades so they couldn't punch their holes. Chads, that is, Duval County, Miami-Dade. All the votes were counted, all the five Supreme stepped in. Told all the voters, hey, we want our George to win. Stop counting votes was their solemn invocation. And that's how little Georgie got his coronation. Rig, that is, illegitimate, no more authority. Y'all come back now, you hear?
Crown's on. A very moral, ethical, opinionated, conservative Republican woman of the highest morals and integrity. I stand for America and patriotism, and I lie down and spread for the same damn reasons. I do not suffer gladly any liberal bullshit. Why, I hate liberal Democrats. I loathe everything about them. In fact, strange as it is, I hate them so much that at times I find them irresistibly sexy. Sometimes watching them on TV, whining and pandering to all the special interest groups like the poor, the minorities, the gays, the idiots in the middle class makes me so mad that I become turned on. And the sweet juices of my rage flows like a river from my loins. I'm here to tell all you chaste and pure thinking conservative men and women to throw yourselves naked on the altar of George W. Bush and thank the Lord that he put this intellectual genius in office after the long suffering years under Bill Clinton's penis. Oh, this is Dr. Laura Hoare saying good day.
Oh, shit, man! Put out a warning when you do one of those, man!
Yes, it's that very special time once again. It's time for Asshole of the Week. So Sunday, November 14th, 2004 at RadioVolta.org, AtheistNetwork.com, and two independent radio stations in the state of Washington, one in Olympia and one in Seattle. That special someone is... on this illegible paper. Asshole of the Week is... the official clergy person, the official chaplain of the National Federation of Republican Assemblies, Doc Birch. Where did they come up with these names? Doc Birch, who has said, declared that the people who hate George W. Bush hate God, and trying to manipulate people who are into all this delusional moral crusading crap, and the country has swung to our new morality. So, Doc Birch, the chaplain for the National Federation of Republican Assemblies, you are asshole of the week. Thank you. The show, the guys from the next show are helping with asshole of the week. I gotta kill the sound because that is too much. All right, you heard Ms. Terry from RadioLeft.com doing Dr. Laura Hoare. 7 seconds did We're Gonna Fight. The Unseen did Goodbye America, so you can get some of your aggression out. And started off with the brand new MDC release. Two tracks from that, The Ballad of GW and Destroying the Planet. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. Tonight the theme has been... survive and thrive. Next week, the fall of Bush. Please tell everybody who needs to know this kind of stuff that about the show and to tune in, especially if they're talking about bolting or snuffing themselves or any of that kind of shit. Write to me, Rev Bookburn, care of Quayle, Q-U-A-Y-L-E, Quayle at sjcdc.org. Gonna play one more song and then get out of here. There's new shows at each of the outlets that's coming up. This is the new one by Jello Biafra with the Melvins from Alternative Tentacles. This is McGruff, the crime dog. Good night. We'll be right back.
been bad or good, so be good for the sake of it.
Across the grindyard, watching your every move. You're getting injured, a doggy mask, it's been one.